Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America on Wednesday, November 19th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Gibbs Dube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemire.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the cost of living in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilo shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com or at www.voashona.com and at www.voaindebele.com.
Thanks once again for joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. We are talking about the cost of living in Zimbabwe.
The Consumer Council of Zimbabwe says prices of most consumer goods in Zimbabwe have remained high since the beginning of this year, with a family of six in urban areas expected to fork out between $550 and $590 a month for basic necessities.
Zimbabwe's poverty datum line or bread line is currently pegged at $511 a month for a family of six living in urban areas.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back. The number again, 001-202-619-2077.
You can also send us a message on WhatsApp and our number is 1-202-465-0318. That number again, 1-202-465-0318. Kunjalo ke mnumzana.
Hanzi zviri kuoma muZimbabwe zvino Gibbs, nyaya kuti pamwedzi gumi yekutanga kwegore mitengo yaramba iri pamusoro yezvinhu zvinodiwa nevanhu zvikuru zvekudya izvi. Asi mihoro iri kuramba iri pasi, hapana chiri kukwira pamihoro. Saka sangano reConsumer Council of Zimbabwe rakaita ongororo iri kuratidza kuti mhuri dziri kubuditsa mari iri pakati pe-$550 ne-$590 pamwedzi kuti dzinge dzichitenga chikafu chadzinoda kana zvadzinoda pamwedzi. Asi tambotaura nevamwe veApex Council vanga vachitaura kuti mhuri yakuda mari inoita $600 zvichikwira pamwedzi kuti inge ichirarama $600 zvichikwira. Saka iyi dambudziko riri kunzi nevana veZimbabwe, zvinhu zvaoma hongu zvinhu zvirimo munyika, asi mari yekuti vange vachizvitenga hakuna. Ndonyaya tiri kuti kurukure Gibbs.
Ye, zuru kani ndaba likanga litona njani lapeli kona kona ngapo kenge makaya tina ngapa lochonga Kandemiri haisi ya pila oko makama nyamkulumela nyambona sibilu kinile kune kwa sibilu chonga kunjalo mfoitu.
Lamsa nga pila wen.
Kunjalo mfoitu.
Ye,
lapeli skulumba ngako ke zuru kani ndaba lamtlanje ikuti gambe kona ngapo emakaya lipila njani gambe elukutenga yo kuimalini kui ngako kutunga estolo kona ngale ubuya upeteni kumbe nxa ule $20 singathi ubuya ula maphepha mangaki walengisile kumbe nxa ukuthi uhamba khona ngale $10 uyabuya lani. Sizwile ke iConsumer Council njengoba ujonge sitsho ukuthi ithi khona intengo ingazani lokhu iphezulu empahleni engi noma iphezulu injalo kukhanya ngazani ke okuhluphayo ukuthi abantu ujonga ngabala mali, imali yahlupha mfowethu. Loko kutuwa ipoverty datum line, ukuthi kambu umuntu kumele aphile ngemali ngenyanga i-$511 ngenyanga yena leyo ukuthi nxa uyikhangele. Nxa sokubuya ke intengo yangkhona kodwa ngenyanga abanye bathenga $550 abanye $590. So kukhanya ngazani kunzima mfowethu.
Anzi zvinhu zviri kuoma.
Ye, kungani kunjalo. So mbona ngazani ke sokulo baba esilaye lapha ecingweni ungabe kungubani lapha jonga.
Ndanzwa kuti tina vaprosi vachitambara parunare. Vachitambara maswera zvakadi?
Maswerawo.
Tinokugamuchirai pachirongwa chedu cheLive Talk. Gibbs, tanzwa kuti tina vaGeorge Ngiwano zvakare vanove mutungamiri weZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions vachitambara inhengo yesangano reLabour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe vari nyanzvi munyaya dzezveupfumi, asi tabatawo zvakare mutungamiri weZCTU vaGeorge Ngiwane. Vangiwane makadi?
fana makadini baba.
Ai watiri wapenyu. Regai nditi buru wangu ati nendebele kat. Achikuchingamiza ebachirongo.
Ye, baba nkiwane unga uchona njani lapo kona kula ngapo wako?
Niachona baba njani kona ngapo.
Injaliti nikula po tina. Ai pili mpicha na lochongi. Injaliti nikula po.
Baba ngapo kwa yada njama.
Hai kusalunga ili nda
ngari kome ngama 507 kome kukuli ngapa kwa yada njama bagiti.
Ye bagiti. Hai kusalunga ili nda. So let's start with you, Mr. Chitambara. Tell us what is going on if people are going to the shops. They are expected to, let's say per month, to spend about 550 or between 550 and $590 a month. And this is appears to be above the poverty datum line of $511 a month. Tell us, what is going on?
Yeah, I think what is going on is that, number one, when you look at the pricing structures in Zimbabwe and you compare with other countries, I think we are a high cost economy. The cost of doing business in Zimbabwe is very high. The cost of production is very high. So obviously that also impacts on the price levels that are charged in the shop. And what it does is that it also increases the cost of living for most people. And most people, again, are earning income that are very, very low. I think the average income per month is around $300, which is way below even the PDO. So I think for me, those are the two issues. The high cost of doing business that is driving the level of prices high, and that is also increasing the cost of living, and also the relatively low income levels that most people are earning. And mind you, most of the people are now either unemployed, openly unemployed, or underemployed. Obviously, their income levels are very, very low because they're eating out a living in the non-formal economy.
Mr. Ngiwane, how are people managing, considering that most of them, as Mr. Chitambara has just mentioned, are unemployed, and those that are employed are earning much far below the poverty datum line?
My brother, thank you very much for that question. Honestly, it's a miracle. It's like manna from heaven. You look at someone who is earning. Honestly, what Tamara is saying is correct. The average wage here is about $200 per month, and what a family requires, it's about $520-$550. And the people are still going to work and people are still surviving. And you wonder how they are surviving. And then you say, oh, God is wonderful. It's a miracle.
So, Baba Nkiwane, ngawo sithi yimiracle sibili ngombono wakho. Ubona ngazani pho imali veli vela ngapho ukuthi umuntu aphile kusukusela nje inyanga iqalisa, inyanga eziyephela.
Uyazi, amaZimbabweans ukuthi nje enterprising. Umuntu nanxa esemsebenzini akhole khona ngale. Uzambona iyadingi yakhe. Kula kumathematics lapha, ekhaya uyenza lokhu nalokhu. Ezama nje umuntu uthi imali yakhe iphile. So into enza amaZimbabweans awuyabambana lapha nalapha 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 ukuthi aphile kodwa impilo inzima ukubuhlungu la.
Vachitambara. Vazhinji muZimbabwe vari kunetseka kuti vanga vachiwana mari dziri kutaurwa idzo dzinodiwa pamwedzi. Asi tinoona kuti zvinhu muzvitoro zviri kuramba zvichingonzi nyika iri kuisa zvinhu kubva kuSouth Africa zvichipinda muZimbabwe. Ari kutenga ndiani kana vazhinji vasiri kukwanisa kunge vachiwana mari yekutenga zvinhu izvi?
Zvizhinji zviri kutanga tiri kuitika ndechekuti capacity utilization muindustry maybe yakadonha. Saka zviri kuita kuti import bill zvamuri kutaura kuti import bill rikwire zvakanyanyisisa. Makaona current account basis yedu yekuramba ichikwira. But zvazviri kurevo zvimwe ndezvekuti tinoo I think vanhu vashoma, handingati vashoma, nokuti pane study yaongorori yakamboitwa yakaratidza kuti mari zhinji muZimbabwe iri kuflota kana kuti iri mu non-formal financial system. Zvazviri kureva ndezvekuti vanhu vazhinji havasi kunge vachibhenda mari dzavo. Saka kune vamwe vanhu vari munonformal vane chitsama chemari. Zviri kurakidzwa nemupanando wanda kupa yekuti maimpots aroramba achikwira even though maexports ari mashoma. Saka maimpots akaramba achikwira zvinoreva kuti pane mari isiri kufamba through formal financial system. Inewe ndo ine mari iri kuzoshandiswa kunge vanhu vachitenga zvinhu muzvitoro zvatinenge taimpota especially kubva kunana South Africa. Saka pane mari yakati wandei. World Bank yakamboita study yakaona kuti mari isiri kupinda through formal financial system inogona kusvika kuma 7 billion kana kuma 8 billion zvinoreva kuti vanhu vakawanda vasisa mari mumabhenki. Chimwe chiri kuitika ndechekuti makaona kuti vanhu vazhinji muzimbabwe zvizvarwa zvemuzimbabwe vaa mudiaspora. Saka maremittances ari kunzwawo navanhu ari kudiaspora haasi kupinda through financial system, saka ari kuenda through ma non-formal financial channels. Saka ndo mamwe ari kushandiswa nevanhu as a social protection mechanism uye mukuzotenga zvimwe zvinhu zvamurikutaura kuti zviri kubva kunana South Africa zvamuri kubvunza kuti zvine zvitengwa nani. Saka imari idzodzo dziri non-formal financial system dziri kushandiswa nevanhu kunge vachitenga.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, Mr. Chitambara is saying that yes, the things are being imported into the country, but there is a study that was carried out that showed that over $7 billion is circulating outside the channels that are expected to be funneled, the money like the fiscals and all that. And also, you, Gibbs, and myself here in the diaspora, we are propping up the economy. As we send our money to friends and relatives back home, they are using that money to buy what's in the stores. That's why the import business is booming, and people are still buying from those shops, yet they are getting less than $300 a month. So I know you want to ask him something.
Yeah, Mr. Chitambara, let's talk about really the impact of that on the economy. So at the end of the day, there is what is called deflation. We have been talking about this deflation for a very, very long time. So if you put the matrix of deflation, then you talk about the kind of increasing imports and all those. Some people will assume that Zimbabwe on its own is producing something for the economy. So can you really explain so that people can understand this?
Okay, basically, deflation is a symptom of low levels of aggregate demand in the economy. So maybe you're asking me in terms of the effects of the high import bill. Obviously, what it does is that it destroys our own, it further even exacerbates the challenges that our own local industry are facing. What it does is that it clouds out local industry because most of the people are no longer probably buying locally produced commodities. We have substituted imports for the locally produced commodities. Because we are, technically speaking, we are no longer in a deflation because our inflation levels are no longer in negative territory. So you can only talk of deflation when there is negative inflation. So what we have is very low inflation, which is symptomatic of low levels of aggregate demand in the economy.
Vangi vane tinonzwa hurumende ichitaura kuti vanhu vasiri mumabasa vanongosvika pazvikamu 10 kana 10%, vari mumabasa vanosvika pa 90%. Tichitarisa uwandu hwevanhu vari kunzi nehurumende vari kushandawo, zvingashamisa here kana vanhu vachinge vachichema sezviri kuitika muZimbabwe kuti mari iri kunetsa asi 90% ichinzi iri employed?
Baba, zvinoenderana nokuti vanoshandisa nzira dzipi kutsvaka kuti vanhu vari mumabasa vangani. Nokuti iye zvino hapana munhu asingazivi kuti vanhu vakawanda zvakanyanya havasi kushanda mabasa atakajaira ndo vanhu vekubasa. Vazhinji vari kuzvishandira. Saka ndinoimba mbibvuri vano kutasa kutira munhu akanga achirima matomasi ari kumusha, tiri munhu achiritengesa zvematomasi ari mutaundi, muchaona chose majuice card, vanoti munhu ari pabasa. Afrika chitare samanje mugovana nepabasa racho ungamuti munhu ari pabasa munhu yakadaro hana chano gona kuwana ende chano gona kurara ndichikuti anokwari ari pano zvandiri kuita ndigone kurarama kwatiri zvino handiro basa ratakatarira tinotarisa kuti vanhu vakawanda dai vachaonawo mari inovabatsira nepfundiso mukati meupenyu hwavo tobva tati vanhu ivavo vari pabasa saka tine dambudziko nahurumende ichiti vanhu vakawanda kukatimataura apa vari pabasa kwatiri vanhu vava vasi pabasa
Gibbs
ye kuzima sibili baba Nkiwane nxa usukhangeleke ubona azani nxa abantu bonke labo bengekho emsebenzini pho ke kuphilwa njani nxa singabuza sibili qinise kuphilwa njani khona
anti muzwile utambara esithi akula aggregate demand njengesebenzi ukususa kuti into ete aggregate demand yikuthi nxa abantu benemali akula muntu ungazi ulungiseni amagudzi akho sithi athengwa abantu abantu ngabengena mali kathengwa so kuthengisela ukuthi lanxazi uhulumende esithi hayi abantu abaningi basemsebenzini yindaba ke kule ndaba kuthiwa yakula aggregate demand because nxa imali itholakala ebantwini abantu kumele bathenge nxa bethenga nje then uzakuzokuzaba nemisebenzi so kithi ngokuzisa kwethu iqiniso lihle and kuthi nje abantu bakithi bajale ukhulumanga ungakuthi akula aggregate demand kuthengisela ukuthi vele akula le misebenzi akula mali imali ayikho kulo dolobho phela abantu basetitheni basipheka abantu
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana Nkiwane ye singakathathi umnumzana sisilaye ecingweni lapha let's introduce our third guest who is Mr. John Mufukare of the Employers Confederation of Zimbabwe. Mr. Mufukare, good evening and welcome to the program.
Sorry, come again, please.
Is that Mr. John Mufukare?
Yes, it is indeed.
Yes, welcome to the program. Welcome to Live Talk.
I didn't quite get your... Yes.
Yes, so now the question is, Mr. Mufukare, there is a lot that is happening in Zimbabwe in terms of prices of basic commodities and all that kind of thing. So it seems as if the cost of living is right. actually rising. So you're one of the people representing employers. And at the end of the day, I mean,
right.
where is all this going? You know, how are people making a living? And you guys, you are being accused of maybe producing, you know, goods that are very expensive.
Right. I didn't get the last part where you said you are being accused of doing what?
Of producing goods that are very expensive in Zimbabwe.
Oh, yes. Mm. Yes, indeed. That's quite correct.
So what... But yes, it, go ahead.
It is one of our real problems in Zimbabwe that the cost of production is making us completely uncompetitive. We have literally priced ourselves out of the market. I don't just blame wages as the cause of all our misfortunes. Mm-hmm. It is total sector in production. We are looking at wages. We are looking at capital. We are looking at machinery. Everything is working against us being competitive as an economy. So that's why you walk into any Zimbabwean supermarket and you honestly find more than 70% of the products there have been produced out of Zimbabwe. This is a situation that is totally unsustainable for us as a country.
Maita basa vamufukara rambai muri parunhare tine muteereri mukoma Mike vari kuZimbabwe mukoma Mike makadi
Tiriwo makadi yo
Ndiri mupenyu muri munzvimbo ipi muZimbabwe
ndinogara Mamutare
Mamutare tiudzewo kuti kumakomo mitengo yezvinhu yakamira sei vanhu vari kurarama sei nekuoma kwatinonzwa kuti zvinhu zvakaita munyika
zvinhu zvakaoma chaizvo
Vanhu
vari kutorarama nekuita zvimabhizinesi zvakafanana nokuchengeta huku mudzimba kuita zvimatakishopu zvinhasi kuchengeta mumashopu
saka kana zvinhu zvakaoma sezvatinonzwa mukoma Mike anozotengera mumwe ndiani kana vanhu vese vachinge vaita mabhizinesi amuri kutaura
vanhu vari kutoita zvokutengesera nezvikwereti. Kupera kwemwedzi manje ndo pavanozoteera zvikwereti zvipata wanika mari wakashoma. Zvimwe zvacho zvinoitika ndezvekuti vanhu fanike vanoshanda fanike macivil servants vaye vane zvikwereti zvavanotora kumabhengi zvototi munhu akatotambira $300 inotori mari yakawandisisa chaizvo. Vazhinji vari kuma $100 vanongotoita vachikwereta vachiitawo zvibadzo.
Aiwa, maita basa mukoma Mike. Tinotenda nekuteererawo kuchirongwa chedu Gibbs.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mike. Let's go to Mr. Chitambara. Mr. Chitambara, are you still on the line?
I'm still on the line.
Now, I think you heard what this caller is saying. At the end of the day, it's a question of people getting money from, you know, very, you know, remote sources. Like going to work is almost a waste of time. So, you know, is there any end to this kind of, you know, suffering among Zimbabweans?
Yeah, definitely there is an end. There has to be an end. But what it means is that as a country, we then need to begin to take and to implement decisions that may be a bit bitter. I think the issue is that our economy is facing these are huge issues, issues of competitiveness, issues of high cost of doing business, and these issues need really to be addressed in a holistic and in a comprehensive manner. Because when you talk about competitiveness, you are talking about the deficit that we have, say, in infrastructure that is increasing the cost of transport, for example. We are talking about the need to invest in other enablers like energy. We are talking about the need to invest in things like water, even basic water. Our municipalities are failing to even provide water. And no investor is going to come into an environment or investment destination where there is no reliable supply of water, where there is no reliable supply of energy. So I think what we need to go back to basics. We need to create ways, innovative ways and means of probably generating fiscal space so that we can begin to finance some of these things. And one way of doing that could be through what we term corrective taxes. When you look at countries like the Philippines, they've introduced, they've increased taxes on things like smoking, for example, things like alcohol consumption, and they've been able to raise significant amounts. After last year, through this corrective tax regime, they were able to raise about $3 billion. So I think for me, we need to be innovative in terms of how we create fiscal space, because obviously I don't think we are going to be able to, in the short to medium term, we're not going to be able to attract enough foreign direct investment to plug in the gap in terms of our fiscal position. So I think we really need to look internal and see how we can create confidence in the economy and also create fiscal space to be able to do these basic things, water, electricity, transportation, and so on and so on. So I think it's the process of recovery. It requires patience. It requires, number one, focus. It requires determination. It requires patience. It's not something that can be done overnight, but I think there is need for a sequential, gradual, and incremental approach. We need to build on the successes until we arrive to our economic canon, so to speak.
Maita basa vachitambara, rambai muri parunare. Mr. Ngiwane, Mr. Chitambara is talking of increasing taxes as one way of raising revenue. And we understand recently the government introduced some taxes.
Let me just cut you there.
Yes.
When I say increasing taxes, I'm not saying we should increase taxes on basic commodities. I'm saying we need to introduce what we call corrective taxes. These are not taxes on basic commodities, so that I don't be misquoted.
Okay.
But I'm saying taxes on things that are really not necessary. Like, for example, I gave the example of smoking.
Yes.
In countries like Philippines, they've actually raised taxes on things like cigarettes. things like alcohol consumption, those things that are not basic necessities. So I'm not talking about increasing taxes on workers' wages or basic food items, but on those non-basic food items.
That's okay. But what I also wanted to express to Mr. Ngiwane is the issue of the government also, as we had some outcries when the government introduced the taxes on other items like airtime and some of those remote things that people would expect to be taxed. So I wanted to ask Mr. Ngiwane his reaction on that. Hello. Mr. Ngiwane, are you there?
Yes, I am. Okay, so some of the issues that Mr. Mara was talking about, I mean, my phone was breaking. But honestly, we have to be clear and honest to ourselves that Zimbabwe is not...
The phone is breaking.
Yeah, we've got a slight problem with Mr. Ngiwane's phone. I think we are going to call him back and make sure that this is rectified.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can go back to Mr. Mfukari.
Mr.
Mfukari, are you still on the line?
I am indeed.
Now, taking into account that Zimbabwe has got so many problems and people are generally struggling to make ends meet, what could be a solution to what is happening? You know, let's say a short-term solution. Do you have any?
Yes, our contribution to the budget for 2015 is that government would realize more tax revenues by reducing tax rates than they are getting now by hiking tax rates more and more and more. We have already got a situation now where disposable income has been reduced to a level where organizations like OK Bazaars are reporting very much reduced volume, very much reduced trading activities because people simply haven't got the money to buy anymore. Now, if you consider that anything that goes through the OK Bazaars, 16% goes to the government through value-added tax, you can imagine how much that is affecting the fiscal. So we think we've reached that point now where you would increase your margins by reducing your rates.
So now, thank you very much and stay on the line. I see that, Mr. Chitambara, there could be some slight problems here. If you look at the coming budget, is it going to cater for the needs of the poor? Since at the end of the day, there's no space, you know, for that to happen. So they will continue struggling, right?
No, definitely not, because when you consider that 82% of our budget is actually going to cater for employment costs of public servants, and the public servants, they are only, I think, about 300,000. So 82% of the budget is going to about 300,000 people, yet Zimbabwe is a population of about $40 million. But it's definitely not going to, it's not sustainable, it's not a developmental budget. And it all comes back to this issue of the fiscal space. How do we increase the fiscal space? I think there are many things that government could do, even simplifying the tax regime itself, because our tax regime also is a bit burdensome, it's a bit onerous, it's a bit complex. So what it means is that the levels and incidence of tax evasion and tax avoidance, they are very, very high. There are so many loopholes. So I think we also need to plug.
Can you hold on, there, Mr. Chitambara? We're going to come back to you. Sorry, gentlemen, we have to take a break. Mr. Chitambara and Mr. John Mfukari, together with Mr. Ngiwane, can you stay on the line? We wish to say goodbye to our radio listeners. And for those with access to the internet, you can visit us at www.boazimbabwe.com. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. Stay tuned.
Neni Jonga Kandemiri, Toti Vanemukana, Wakunga Wachenda pa internet, Munukwansa Unge Mshiramba, Muripa Churongwa, Endai pa www.voazimbabwe.com, Munuramba Muripa Churongwa, Chitenda Vanga Wachitera, pa Zinefenyuro, Zedu, Ze Radio. Yeah, me or